Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Back into hour number two. Jim Maher is coming up in the next segment. Finishing up now with Phil Hayden, BBC News reporter, news anchor, reporting on the collapse of Building 7 before it happened, 20-plus minutes before. Here is We Are Change UK questioning them.
Actually, of you and James Dunley, and a lot of people said, hold on a minute, in the video of Jane reporting the collapse of the building, you can actually see the Salomon Brothers building behind her.
We'll probably find out more now about that from our correspondent, Jane Stanley. Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
As you can see behind me, the Trade Center appears to be still burning. We see these huge clouds of smoke and ash, and we know that behind that there's an empty piece of what was a very familiar New York skyline, a symbol of the financial prosperity of this city.
Well, this is all news to me. I'm surprised.
It would have been later. I guess it would have been later for English time.
Oh, yeah, now it's coming back to me. Yeah, of course, yeah. Because at that stage I wasn't doing the morning. I was doing the evenings on the world.
That's right.
So, I went with my son to the theatre, heard it on the radio, and then went into the studio. You're quite right.
Yeah.
And I was on that night.
That's quite right.
Yeah.
Now, we think, our interpretation of it was because this has caused such a lot of controversy, the editor of BBC World had to come out and make a public statement as to why it was that the BBC had reported on air the collapse of the building prior to its actual collapse. And the second reason why it's so controversial is because to this day, no scientist or engineer has been able to provide a plausible reason for this building's collapse. And in fact, the National Institute of Standards and Technology report states that even the most plausible scenario is highly unlikely. So a lot of eyebrows were raised. There was a demolition expert who looked at the building and said, this is controlled demolition. He looked at the collapse of World Trade Center 7 and said, without a doubt, this is a controlled demolition.
Zie je vanaf boven gaan? Nee, je gaat vanaf onder.
Die gaat vanaf onder, ja.
Toch?
Ja.
Ze hebben gewoon kolommen weggeblazen. Ze is nagesprongen.
Dit valt anders dan het World Trade Center.
Vind je niet dan?
Ja, je ziet het, de onderste verdiepingen gaan eerst.
Ja, en de rest staat er gewoon in. Dus dit is controlled demolition.
Zeker weten.
Zeker weten. Er is nagesprongen. Dit is in opdracht gebeurd. Dat heeft een team gedaan van experts.
Maar het is ook op 11 september gebeurd.
Dezelfde dag?
Dezelfde dag.
Dezelfde dag? Weet je dat zeker?
Ja.
Was het zeker beter de 11e? Kan hij waar zijn.
7 uur nadat de World Trade Center naar beneden viel.
Ja? Hebben ze hard gewerkt?
This sounds so significant. I'm just amazed I didn't know about this.
We can, I mean, if you'd like, we can supply you with material information about this, because I think from your perspective it would be good, if I'm coming out, it would be good to know about this, because this is one of the anomalies of 9/11, and that event was so significant that it deserves further investigation.
So, that's potentially very interesting.
Yeah, excellent.
I'm sorry I can't enlighten you. I mean, gosh, I didn't realise, this is completely news to me. I don't know how it's passed me by, but it has.
Could we send you some information on it? By email.
Yeah, if you like.
Yeah? Is that alright?
Yeah.
Because
really
for your benefit.
Yeah, I'll give you an address and send it. So is there no official explanation?
No, none at all. In fact, the National Institute of Standards and Technology were due to publish a report in 2007 as to why the building collapsed.
Hmm.
And they've had to delay it until 2009.
And what did the BBC statement say then?
BBC statement, the editor's statement.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror.
Loose Change Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer, it's Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
USCivilflags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilflags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilflags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilflags.org. That's USCivilflags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jim Mars will be with us in just one moment with Malice of the Hour. And we're going to have Steve Quayle on with us after that and open phones. Host of issues that Jim's going to be on with us today. We have Tex Mars in studio later in the week. We have Gio Griffin in studio tomorrow. And all the folks that are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv will be able to see that if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. But finishing up, this is the headline on PrisonPlanet.com. BBC anchor who reported on WTC collapse early agrees that there may be a conspiracy. Here's the end of that. Now, first, he denies that he ever worked on 9/11. He denies he even knows what Building 7 is. Then the guy goes, but there's video of you. And he goes, oh, I remember now. And let me tell you, this guy shouldn't play poker. He looks like a kid who just got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. He looks like, in fact, a kid who was caught. Mama walks in and he got the purse open, pulling a $20 bill out of it. Not just the cookie jar. Or, dad walks in and you've got the key to the liquor cabinet and you've got the Jack Daniels up to your mouth chugging it down. That actually happened to me once. My dad's like, you're 12 years old. What are you doing? My dad's not a big drinker, but he always had it for parties and stuff. It doesn't matter. I don't know why I'm telling these stories. Now, the point is, he looks like Sylvester the Cat in Looney Tunes whenever he's caught with the Tweety Bird in his mouth and there's feathers sticking out each side. We actually had a black and white cat named Sylvester, and he jumped on top of the parakeet cage, knocked the cage down. The parakeet named Wyatt Earp got out, and my mother caught the cat with the bird in its mouth, and she got it away, and the bird lived a few more years. But the point is, he actually had feathers sticking out of his mouth with the bird, but Okay, now I'm really digressing. But the point is, this is very suspicious. Here it is.
So is there no official explanation?
No, none at all. In fact, the National Institute of Standards and Technology were due to publish a report in 2007 as to why the building collapsed.
Hmm.
And they've had to delay it until 2009.
And what did the BBC statement say then?
BBC statement, the editor's statement, which is online, said...
they've lost the tape.
Yeah, they've lost the original footage.
I sense that you think there's a conspiracy here, but well, you might be right.
Okay, there's the end of that. Jim Mars, what do you think about them apples?
Well, as time goes by, excuse me, more and more information is coming out that just totally solidifies the idea that 9/11 was an inside job. In fact, in my mind, the only question now is, was this an event that was allowed to happen, like Pearl Harbor, or was this actually concocted and contrived and originated within our alphabet intelligence agencies, which, of course, have been connected to al-Qaeda all along, dating back to the 80s, where they brought in the Saudi al-Qaeda members to fight the Russians in Afghanistan.
And then the Serbs.
Oh, yeah, and then then they allowed al-Qaeda to do their drug running through Kosovo and then the Serbian problem because they were using them to train the Kosovo Liberation Army, which was our side of the faction there. So, you know, you've heard the old line, once CIA, always CIA. So I have seen nothing that proves to me that al-Qaeda has actually ever been totally separated from our CIA. Of course, and then, as you well know, according to the official pronouncements of the perpetrators of 9/11, the vast majority of them were Saudi residents. And we all know, and it's been well known and undisputed, that the closest business and social friends to the Saudi royals and to the bin Laden family in particular was the Bush family. So it's just a little bit too close for comfort for my taste.
The sock puppet, Zahari, number two, al-Qaeda, supposedly, who's got this incredible history of aiding the CIA. Let me just list some of these for people that are out there. If you go to prisonplanet.com, you can read the article that Paul wrote about this. Is this the neocon-friendly al-Zahari, a different person of the real al-Zahari who was reported to have been captured in Tehran in February of 2002? Is this the different al-Zahari to the one reportedly captured near the Pakistan-Afghan border in 2004? Or is this the same al-Zahari who, at the head of the Egyptian Islamic Jihad, fought for the CIA in Bosnia? Is this the same al-Zahari who, according to the January 2000 U.S. congressional testimony, was granted U.S. residence by the Immigration and Naturalization Service, sometimes almost impossible for many legitimate migrants to obtain? And then it just goes on and on. Is this the same guy that did this? Is this the same guy that did that? Admitted to be U.S. government al-Qaeda. And he comes out last week and says 9/11 truth basically works for Ahmadinejad, which is the previous propaganda that we all need to be arrested and that we're working for foreign powers and undermining. And then the Intel Center puts out new videos of al-Qaeda with Adam Gadon, the ADL chairman's grandson, Adam Perlman, grandson, with the same logo in the same video layer, admitted to be completely fake. I mean, that's case closed right there, Jim.
Yeah, absolutely right. And you've got to understand that al-Qaeda translates as the base. A lot of people think that means references to their headquarters, but according to the information given by the British intelligence, it's the CIA computer base. That's what al-Qaeda is, which means they can go in there and pull out any Arab mercenary they've got, give him any name they want, and, you know, he's just another terrorist to us. But I'll tell you, the one that we really need to concentrate on is Abu Zabidah, who was captured in Pakistan in 2002. And at that time, Ari Fleischer, that was the White House press secretary, made a big deal out of his capture and said, by golly, we're going to make him talk. Well, they did. They tried torture, but it didn't work. But then they tricked him into thinking that they were sending the Saudi interrogators into him and thinking that would frighten him into talking. But when they showed up, when these U.S. Arab American Special Forces guys disguised as Saudi interrogator showed up, he was relieved, and he said, thank goodness you guys are here. And he began to tell them that he was actually working for three Saudi princes, and that his cutout was the Air Marshal Mir of Pakistan. So in other words, the Al-Qaeda was being ordered about and got their marching orders from Saudis, from these Saudi princes who are tight with the Bush family and the CIA. And so there's your connection right
there.
Yeah,
let's be clear. This is like Russian dolls. For those that don't know what that is, it's the little oval dolls where there's a little bitty one and a little bit bigger one, a little bit bigger one, a little bit bigger one, you know, 10, 15 of them.
One, which is inside another.
And let's get into your new book just briefly. And I'm going to come back for the next 40 minutes. Anything you want to cover, Jim, because you're a cornucopia of knowledge. Of course, former Fort Worth Star-Telegram, crime reporter, been working the JFK scene since it happened. Now, I got a new book coming out that I'm going to carry and that I'm super excited because you've gone to new levels exposing the Bush crime family and the Nazi connection. And that's what leads me to this point, because I'm going to be exploring this the next few weeks on air. The New World Order is like Eskimo art. For those that don't know what a New World art looks like, I think it's really beautiful. You look at it, one direction it's a killer whale, another direction it's a bear, another direction it's a child, another direction it's a wolf, a husky. A caribou, I've got some Inuit art my folks have got when they're up in Alaska that's just, it's gorgeous. And every way you turn it, it looks like something else by design. And that's what I find with the New World Order. I mean, you can look at it from the angle of Zionists run the whole thing, and they are in every level and facet. Or you can look at it as Catholics run it all, and they're in every level and facet. Or you can look at it as it's Protestants, and they're in every level and facet. Or you can look at it as British in every level and facet. Or it's German in every level and facet. But at the top, it's all a select group through compartmentalization, through the Russian dolls, you know, through that system within system within system. And that's what gives them almost invincibility, is because the public still looks at things as one group or another. And I think it's their key cloaking device or camouflage that they run through all the groups.
Absolutely. Well, what it comes back to is Illuminati theology and practice. Now, whether the Illuminati exist as such is debatable, but their philosophy has certainly lived on, and basically it's the end justifies the means, which means you can lie, cheat, steal, kill, you can do anything if it will achieve your purpose. And the people who are at the heart of the ruling wealthy elite that are trying to get total chokehold on this planet certainly adhere to the Illuminati doctrine. And that's why that you'll find them posing as communists. You'll find them posing as capitalists. You'll find them posing as Republicans. You'll find them posing as Democrats, liberals, conservatives, anything to keep their opponents off balance. And
but the way to discover them is they'll put out rhetoric one way, but always push the New World Order, centralization, break up the family agenda. People then say, well, who do we know who's good and who's bad? Anybody who's against the New World Order policies across the board, that's who you can trust. Anybody who's got more than a five-year track record, too. Jim, haven't you found they always blow their cover within about 5 years?
Oh, yeah, usually sooner than that. And, you know, I guess the classic example is President George W. Bush. Early on, he was the neoconservative. He's the conservative. He's the Republican, which has always stood for lesser government, decentralized government, balanced budgets. And he said all the right things, and he belonged to the right party. And yet, he didn't do any of that. We now have the highest deficits ever. We have more centralized government than ever. He's done the exact opposite of everything he's ever said he stood for.
JimMars.com is the website. Links up on InfoWars.com to his site. When we come back, Jim, let's get your take on the three stooges, the three puppets. Really no difference between any of them. And we'll get your take on where this election's going on the other side. Jim Mars is our guest.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Years ago, the Bilderberg Group, we got the leak that they were going to have oil at $200 a barrel within 3 years. That gives them about a year to get that job done. And here is the AP headline today. OPEC president sees $200 oil per barrel. That's actually out of Reuters. Warren Buffett says recession may be worse than feared. This is all a shearing process. Jim Mars, your analysis on what's happening with this three-way race. I mean, no doubt all three candidates are owned by the same people. Who do you think they're gunning to put in, or does it even matter?
Well, we only have one true choice in this election because Barack Obama, his chief advisor is Zbigniew Brzezinski and his son, Trilateral Commission, New World Order. Behind Hillary Clinton, of course, is the Bilderbergers, New World Order, and Council on Foreign Relations members. And behind John McCain is Henry Kissinger, for God's sakes, the architect of our foreign policy, which has gotten us into the mess that we're in today. So the only true choice in this election is to vote for either one of those three, in which case you get the New World Order and the North American Union, more loss of liberty, more chipping and computerized surveillance, or you can vote for Ron Paul, who's still in the running and who is actually talking about what most Americans would agree to, which is enforcing the immigration laws, enforcing the border laws, looking and investigating the Federal Reserve System, which is a private banking system, and less interference with government, and using our military for its original design purpose, which is to defend the country. But, of course, nobody gets to hear this because the New World Order people own and control the five corporations that control the media. And when I say media, it's not just the news. Alex, as you well know, it controls publishing, billboards, magazines, CDs, music, you name it. It's all controlled by one of these five corporations.
And if you wonder about unification, an example of that is the NFL, you know, all these supposed conservative mainline things, pushing global warming, pushing global taxes, pushing, you know, this world system. They know what they're doing, and they are unified. You know, I'm worried if Barack Obama gets elected that they're going to kill him, and then you're going to have riots all over this country, which they'll use as an excuse to bring in martial law. McCain is totally insane, bomb, 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 Iran. And what Newt Gingrich said 2 years ago, about a year and a half ago, what others have said, is it's going to be a Hillary/Obama ticket, and that, you know, of course, he's evil, CFR, Bilderberg group as well, but they like to brag beforehand, and that's what I see happening. And I've always said Hillary, even though people have always thought it was going to be Obama, and maybe I'm going to be wrong, but that's what the insiders have said. And notice she just keeps hanging in there, or Obama gets in and they kill him. I know he's New World Order, but still, folks, it's just the whole thing stinks to high heaven. And, of course, Hillary and Obama want socialized health care, which is the government controlling your health care and making you take drugs, making you take injections. People who are for socialized health care don't think of that. You know, Hitler had socialized health care. But, you know, McCain is even leaning towards more taxes and socialized health care. But that's the only one plus for McCain, is that he at least has not openly said he wants socialized health care.
Well, yeah, but here's, am I the only one that's concerned that if McCain gets elected, that we have a president with his finger on the nuclear trigger, who for 5.5 years was in the hands of Soviet mind control experts? Talk about your Manchurian candidate. You know, by his own admission, while he was captive, they worked on him. He told them secrets. He told them military secrets. He gave up everything. They and the story that strikes me, Alex, is I don't know if you saw this. There was an article in the Florida newspaper where they were interviewing a former Castro journalist who, during Vietnam, had gone over to Hanoi and decided he wanted to interview the son of the admiral that was in charge over there, John McCain. And so he conducted an interview with John McCain, but according to this story, the interview was not conducted in the Hanoi Hilton, the prison. It was conducted in a lavish downtown hotel. So McCain was getting some extraordinary treatment there, and according to the documents now coming out of the old Soviet Union, they sent Russian mind control experts.
Stay there. Let's come back and talk about the Manchurian candidate. Oh, I would never vote for McCain. I'm not saying he's good. They're all evil. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.99 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our love.
We're going to have Tex Mars in studio this week. For PrisonPlanet.tv members, you'll be able to watch live. And this radio show transfers into a television show in the fourth hour. And whenever we have a guest in studio with an archive, the multi-camera shoot, the document cam, the computer cam, the video feed cam, the guest cam, the cams on me, all mixed together in an hour to two-hour video file that we post after the live show for your viewing ease and so you can spread it out to people. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. $5.95 a month, the cost of 2 Starbucks cups of coffee a month, and it makes what we do here possible. If you had a PrisonPlanet.tv membership years ago, it's been around more than 4 years now, 4 years at the start of this month, 4 years and 20-something days, then it's been pretty good in the past. All my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV shows, in-studio interviews. Now we're adding, take Endgame. You got an hour and 40 minutes of extras that weren't on the DVD, Endgame 1.5. Stuff like the Japanese interviewing me. We set up a camera, taped that, put it up to get behind-the-scenes stuff. PrisonPlanet.tv. We now have 2 CDNs, Content Distribution Networks, so you can get our videos at 4 times T1 speeds if you've got the connections. You can download them in almost DVD quality. We're going to add a facet soon. We're going to upload them in DVD quality. I just got to hire a whole other person just to do all that because it takes so long to encode those and upload them and do them that way. But they're already super good. So prisonplanet.tv, ladies and gentlemen. Also, in the fourth hour, a lot of times don't even do the commercials myself. We still run those out over the network, and I do behind-the-scenes stuff during the breaks here. So it's even more of a reason to be a prisonplanet.tv member. By the way, a couple of loose ends here, and I'm going to create a frequently asked questions section on Infowars.com and just direct people there. I keep meaning to do this, and we need to. I just, again, have a limited staff, but we need to do it. Frequently asked questions. I get emails all the time. One of my friends in New York was asking about it last night, so it must be an issue. It was, hey, why do you have a John McCain ad on your website? Or why do you have an Army National Guard thing on your website? Or why do you have a Hillary thing on your website? Or some law enforcement college thing? Here's the problem. When you accept Google Ads, they put what they want on your site. Now, you can go in and pre-block things, but you can't think of it all. I mean, who would think that Hillary would advertise? Who would think that McCain would advertise? Well, they just buy giant packages on thousands of websites. Who would think that, let me think of something else that's been real bad, UN or Bill Clinton and George Bush Sr. and the Hurricane Relief Fund? Who would think that? And so we can't imagine all the websites that are out there, so we have to ban URLs. And then Kurt Nemo has to go in and ban those. And then he has to call me and ask, do you want me to ban this, too? That's why I'm telling Kurt now on air, just ban whatever you don't like, Kurt. Here, how's that sound? I've also told Watson that. I mean, I got people that put ads on my website to buy my DVDs on eBay for $1 a piece on my website. I'm not putting that up there. I have to go ban them. You understand? So, can you imagine, especially all the new listeners we have that aren't that sophisticated yet, they go see that, and there's no way that. The problem is, if I get rid of my Google Ads, I'll have to close the website down. I mean, we need the capital from that. We have to wait till something goes up to then take it off. And there's also people that detract on the comment sections on the sites, which we don't censor. So people get in there and say, look, he's taking Google, or he's taking McCain ads. He's under their control. And then I could even comment in there, no, that's Google Ads. Shut up, liar. Shut up, Jesuit. You know, we all know you're a Knight of Malta. And I'm like, nobody in my family's Catholic. I'm not. Shut up, we have proof. Well, what's the proof? Shut up, devil. Or, you know, whatever the thing is. Again, it's an illness, a mass illness. The same thing goes for that I work for ABC. We have posted links to ABC Star Guide 3, where you can call and rent a feed yourself, just like you can call AT&T and get a cell phone. And we rent one. That's how you're on radio. That's how the radio signal gets to the receivers in the radio stations. The biggest thing was ABC News a few years ago. We may have to get another satellite, actually. And now it's like Fox, but they won't lease feeds. It's Fox Radio News. You have to go lease one from them. There was actually lawsuits over a decade ago against big telecommunications giants because they wouldn't lease people feeds. They had to be sued, not ABC, but another company. You can buy it from Jones, what's the other name? Clear Channel or ABC. That's the three Star Guide satellites. I don't know how else to explain this to you. But again, our detractors know that. They take that and they twist that deceptively and say that we are owned and run by ABC, which is you could go to Minnesota and go look at Midas Resources, Inc., the corporation. It's not. There's a Genesis porno magazine. People say that we are owned by that. It's not true. I didn't mean to digress, Jim, and it's not that I don't like being criticized. I really don't care. It's that so much of our movement spends its time talking about little side issues they can't prove instead of the elephant running over us that's in our face.
Well, what's interesting to me is most of those communication satellites have all been paid for by us to begin with. There was a New York company that was put up 33 satellites or whatever.
Iridium.
Using government contracts and then declared bankruptcy or went broke or whatever, turned them all over to the government. And now the government tells us what, controls, what goes on those feeds.
But, I mean, the COINTELPRO, and they're not all COINTELPRO, some aren't, but the stuff they do, the way they manipulate, you know, and again, it's not about me being criticized. It's that our movement spends so much of its time ninnying or talking about who they like or who the best is. Or this is not a beauty pageant. This is a red-level crisis. We're in the front-line ditches here.
Right, and it's coming to an apex. You know, it's pretty quickly it's going to be, do we all go to our knees or do we stand up for freedom?
Jim, what are the subjects in the time we've got left you think are most important? Before you leave, I want you to give us a little hint, because this is Bombshell, a major publisher, about the Nazi element, the occultic Germanic death cult nature of all of this. But before we do that, what is most important on Jim Mars's mind?
I think what's most important is to not become trapped in the matrix woven by the electronic media, to where all you can think about and debate is Obama said that and Hillary said this and they countered with this and they did that. That's just distraction.
Yes.
Again, the people behind the curtain, the people that are really running the show, they control all three of the major candidates. And there are other candidates, but you never hear about them. That is control over the media and over the information.
Well, I agree with you. I liken it to World War II, where they put out fake tanks and blow up, you know, jeeps and things to fool the enemy about troop movements. That's all Hillary, Obama, and Bush are, is their decoys out there to get everybody focused on it.
Distractions. That's just distractions. What we need to be concentrating on, and if there was a real news media, they would be focusing on this, and instead of day-to-day headlines about some celebrity or sports event or whatever, which is all fine and good, but there needs to be a concentration on real news, and that has to do with government concentration, the immense power of the pharmaceutical corporations. In fact, according to the Center for Public Integrity, Osama bin Laden and Hillary Clinton both are the largest recipients of campaign contributions from the pharmaceutical corporations. No wonder they're talking about a national health care plan that will require you to buy all of these drugs that the big pharma is putting out. And when you go back and look, and this will be covered in some detail in my new book that's coming out at the end of June, you have to go back and look at the Nazi origins of these pharmaceutical corporations.
It's amazing.
And that, you know, that's another story there. This is one of the biggest stories not going reported. One of the things that most people in America today are truly concerned about are these school shootings and teen suicides. There's always some big hoorah every time something like that happens, and yet they talk about guns, and they talk about the educational standards, and they talk about everything except the true cause, which is psychotropic drugs.
I've never seen a case where a woman chops off her baby's arms or drives them into a river, or you have a mass shooter. They're always into weird death cults, goth. They're always on Prozac or a mixture of serotonin reuptake inhibitors. They're always shoot-em-up video game obsessions. They almost always have a dad who's in Air Force mind control or in NASA mind linguistics. In fact, I interrupted you with the break. Go back to McCain and mind control, then let's get into mind control.
Well, mind control, you can accomplish that with several different methods. You can use drugs, you can use other chemicals, you can use electronics. You know, the brain operates on radio frequencies, electromagnetic frequencies. And to give you a somewhat simplistic example is if you put or attach electrodes to a rat's brain and put him in the same cage with a cat, he's going to freak out. And they can actually read, measure these brain waves. Then they can turn around and broadcast those same frequencies to an individual or to whole groups of people, whole populations. And it's not, doesn't mean that everybody's just going to suddenly go screaming down the street in absolute fear, but it works on them. It works on it. Just kind of, you know, you go around and pretty soon you're feeling depressed and then you're feeling agitated. And I mean, this is going on. It's not like it's not happening.
Well, it's in every case because it's those drugs are listed in the psychotropic family.
Right.
And so these people are literally in a mesmerized, sleeping, sleepwalking state. They're brainwaves. When you're on this, you're in a sleepwalking state. And then that opens them up for suggestion. They're playing shoot 'em up games. They're in a violent culture. It's been introduced into their minds that what do you do when you're upset and when you're sad? You commit suicide. Federal studies admit that when the feds started death education, starting in Littleton, Colorado, in 1990, there was a Frontline special on it. There was also a 2020 special on it. That then they told the kids about suicide, how to commit suicide. Then that introduces the idea. It's sick.
No, it's absolutely unconscionable. And this, of course, coming from a person when I was growing up, when I was a kid, I guess the worst violence that I ever experienced was watching television when we saw Hopalong Cassidy shoot the gun out of the bad man's hand and he stands there holding his wrist. You know, that was about it. And I'm not, of course, I'm lead the charge against censorship, but I think that we need to become a little bit more responsible as a society and quit exposing children to cartoons where they just, you know, they just kill each other, and then on up through teen years where the slasher and kill movies are so predominant.
Well, if you look at the advent of television and the rise of violence, it follows on the exact same graph.
Exactly.
Many university studies show this, as you know. And the first paper targets in World War II, even before World War II, is because most soldiers up close wouldn't shoot another human being. And they went from 80% not shooting to half shooting by Vietnam to like 80% would kill somebody up close to now almost 100%. And they have instinctivized the shooting, the dehumanization, the instinctive shooting, to where now the first video games were to habitualize killing people up close, and now it's been done. And that's what tasers are. I saw non-lethal weapon documents from 20 years ago about how they would train people to use non-lethal to actually get the public and the police ready for the police to just shoot us en masse. You see, the taser is only a training aid for cops actually mowing us down with lead. Go ahead.
Well, you're absolutely right. In fact, the taser has been sold as a non-lethal weapon, which only encourages the users, law enforcement or otherwise, to, you know, well, I'm not going to kill him, so they're a lot more likely to use it.
Well, non-lethal weapons in their original name were semi-lethal or less lethal, just like SWAT teams when Daryl Gates founded it with the CIA in the 60s in L.A. were called Special Weapons Attack Teams. And that's what they are. Speaking of the devil, all over the nation, the local police, Chicago just served out many 14s to and 30 caliber carbines to every member of the force, saying, quote, they're getting ready for gang wars. The entire attack profile of the government is to wage war on the people. Their own documents say it. And it said that major cities are turning their SWAT teams into hundreds, in some cases into thousands. So now thousands of black ski masks bust down your door. That attack profile is not for terrorists or gangs. That is for the general public. They are really gearing up for martial law.
Well, and I tell you what really shocked me, although it wasn't a surprise because I've been hearing this for years, was in a recent exercises conducted in Memphis and two or three other cities, they combined local police with the military, with the BATF, with the FBI, and, according to mainstream media accounts, gangs, okay, were working with them on this anti-terrorism drill. So, in other words, when a guy crashes in your door to take your weapons, it might not even be a trained and official member of the government. It could be a member of the Crips or the Bloods or one of these gangs.
And I want to be clear,
that's
all mainstream news, aggravated felons, illegal aliens. And we're under martial law. When major cities are getting adult curfews, when the police are saying, let us in, we want to search for legal guns, when they're running checkpoints, when they're violating the Bill of Rights, that is martial law. People keep saying, Alex, you say martial law is coming. We are being incrementally, I've always said this, red dawn slow motion. I mean, Jim, is there any doubt that we are more and more entering into martial law?
Well, there's really no question about it. A few months ago, I was in Los Angeles, and late at night, and we're going down this main street, and luckily we turned off onto another street, but right up ahead, there was all these flashing red lights and a big, one of those lighted signs that said, police checkpoint, prepare to be searched, and pull over here, and they had cones out, and they funneled everybody in, and they were stopping everybody, I guess searching the cars, looking at everybody. And of course, when you, the mass media has done a wonderful job of instilling fear into everyone, then as far as I know, nobody was objecting. It's absolutely incredible. And then we have this spectacle here in Texas of where they have taken almost 500 kids away from their parents because they didn't like their religious practices and had raided their living space.
Stay there. I want to get your take on this when we get back. And then keep you five over in the next hour. And then Steve Quayle's joining us. Because, yeah, if they've got evidence of crimes individually, with a few of those kids, do something about it. But take hundreds of children without due process and give them to a government that statistically abuses children five times more often than anybody other group. You know, they're saying they're taking all the kids because this is a bad group. What about the government? You're the worst group. You're scum.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators and cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
You know, we're hearing a lot of talk about martial law. I wrote a story with Ed Homan 10 years ago called Martial Law is Here, and it's a 3 on the Richter scale. And I explained that it was an incremental martial law. Yeah, they're handing out assault rifles to all the police across the country. Yeah, they're training them, and now they're saying for martial law. But does that mean army tanks rolling around the streets and mass arrest and no food? I'm not going to say that. You know, there's a lot of people coming out and saying that. With the economy in so much trouble, there are some food shortages around the world, but most of us are obese. It's going to be tough in the third world, but they'll make it. Food prices are certainly going to go way up. I also want to be careful, Jim, because, you know, it was the establishment, the Navy, who put out the Y2K report. They said 69 cities wouldn't have power, total collapse. And then about 3 months before, they suddenly said, no, everything's fine. These kooks say it's going to be bad. And we got set up with that. And then they used that to put their emergency management centers in, their fusion centers. They used that to federalize the cities. And then they started it, the hoax. And then it didn't happen like that. I figured that out by the end. But the point is that I also want to point out that they do this stuff incrementally. And so people who are looking for it just to all to happen in one day, I think are missing the boat. I mean, take our economy. It's a slow slide into third world. And what's your take, Jim Mars?
Absolutely. That's what's going on. And, of course, I guess my problem is that I've lived too long because I can remember what life was like in the old republic. But you have to understand that at the very top, the people who control the five corporations, that control everything we see and hear, that control the banking system, that can control the stock market so they can run stocks up and down or whatever. These people might be authoritarian, they might be murderous even, but they're not stupid. They have access to the think tanks and to the foundations that have their finger on the pulse of the life of the nation, and they know exactly what to do to pull our chains and get us to go along with stuff. When Bush first took office, gasoline was like, what, $1.50 a gallon, okay, or less? And he's the one who supposedly represents less government, less control, freewheeling capitalism, and yet look where gasoline prices are today. If they had jumped from $1.50 to $3.95, there would be a nationwide revolution. But they just eased it up, at the same time telling us we have to tighten the belt because we're in a World War II situation with the terrorists, whoever they are, with no capital, no territory to gain, no objective to get in our hands. It's just an ongoing fear-mongering tactic to allow them to run rampant with their corporate business practices. And when you put that all together and you find out that they are at the same time pushing social programs, education, the old folks, Social Security, they push it. We are obviously now into a socialistic society, and it's being propelled by nationalism. Oh, well, we're in a war on terrorism. We have to protect the country, and our country's right or wrong, and we're going to bring freedom and democracy to the rest of the world. So you put those together, and what have you got? National socialism. Okay? And what's the acronym for national socialism? Nazi. And there you have it. It's right in our face. But it's just like you well know, Alex, their favorite trick is to put everything just kind of in the open. But they have us look at it from a different viewpoint.
Stay there. One more segment with Jim Mars. We'll give you his website and tell you about some of his latest books. Also, just in, Chaos Over Ron Paul, Cut Short Gathering. Wait till you hear this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.